Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we allot the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, bestselling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Launch Button Podcast. And today we've got an amazing guest. She's climbed seven of the second highest peaks and many other mountains to get to the top. But it all starts somewhere. And we talked about launching your business. Well, she not only launched her business, she launched her career. She launched all the way to the top of seven of the highest peaks. And is now not only doing that for people, she's sharing her story. She's a mom. She's helping people grow their businesses. And I want to introduce you to the amazing Jen Drummond. So everybody give her a big round of applause and hit the hearts and likes in the chat. Woo! So Jen, you started as a mom. So tell us the story from the beginning and how your life changed, because we never know where that situation or thing's going to come from that projects us into the next part of our life.
Yeah. So my story starts with graduating from college and taking a job in finance. I worked for a company for a few years and then ended up having enough courage to start my own firm. Definitely a little bit rockier start than I anticipated, but things worked out in the end for sure. And then I was at that age where it's time to start having babies. So I started to hire myself out of a job so I could be home with the kids. The kids kept me entertained, and then all of a sudden they went to school all day long and I didn't know what to do with my free time. And I kept telling myself, you know what? Once they get to college, I'll get back to me. But right now I'm just in the season of motherhood and this is what it looks like. And then I say, luckily for me, because I'm alive, I got into a car accident in 2018 that should have killed me and didn't. And that really woke me up to living again and saying, no, there's no need to put life on hold. I'm allowed to do me and the kids and other activities. So what does that look like? So 2019 became the year of the bucket list and me making a list of things I wanted to do, see, and experience. And on that list was climb a mountain. And that went from climbing a mountain to climbing Everest to setting a world record.
And you got inspired by your son, if I remember correctly. Right?
Yes. So I was training to climb a mountain named Ama Zablam. And during COVID, all of a sudden my game plan was put on hold and I was homeschooling my children. And one day my son was struggling with his math homework. So I did that parent pep talk. We do hard things. You've got this. And he looked at me and he goes, if we do hard things, why are you climbing a mountain called I'm a Dumb Blonde instead of a real mountain like Mount Everest? And I thought for a second, I'm a dumb blonde. I'm de blom, honey. Not I'm a dumb blonde, but thank you. Finish your homework.
And it's those little things in life, right? That sort of sit in the back of our brain and eats away a little bit. Because for those of you guys listening, Jen is blonde on there. And she's also now goes by Mountain Barbie.
Yes.
Right. And which mountain was it where that you brought the solar pack up so that you could...
Yeah, so when I went to Mount Everest, I was like, man, I'm going to be on that mountain for a while. I need to wash and dry my hair. So I need to bring my hair dryer. And I brought a solar powered battery that would run my hair dryer. And because that solar power needed sun, I couldn't dry my hair in my tent like I thought. I had to dry my hair out in front of everybody. And they quickly nicknamed me Mountain Barbie because I'm the only person that I know that has brought a hair dryer to Mount Everest.
Yeah. And we know lots of people that have climbed Mount Everest and never had that experience. So you're setting all sorts of new standards and new ability for people. And so having lived through that car accident and sitting back and reprocessing things, for me, it was 9/11. For you, it's that car accident where afterwards you start to process all the things. And what was one of the biggest things that shifted for you mentally to be like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go take the action that most people are afraid to take? Because that's what you've done, right? Everybody says, I want to climb a mountain. But we know lots of people that want to climb mountains and they just never do. What was that change because of that trauma?
I think it was the before and after in the car accident. After the car accident, I realized more so than even before that my kids are watching everything I do. And if I'm just going through the motions of life and checking boxes, that's what they're going to do. And so I need to start really living and doing my life in parallel with them. They might not want to do homework. I may not want to train. They might not want to eat healthy. I might not want to eat healthy, right? So all of a sudden, I realized that I need to go through the hard with them, even though my hard looks different than theirs. Having those parallel experiences allow us to connect with one another and cheer each other on when we're doing the things that are hard for ourselves.
Yeah, and that's a great analogy because everybody's got a different definition of hard, right? One person's hard is one person's easy, and vice versa in different things. And we all have those different skills. So definitely
Well, definitely.
mountaineering.
And for like some of us, right? I can do hard physical feats all day long. Hard conversations, that's my hard, right? Like telling somebody that they need to pick up their game at work or like they need to make some changes or they're going to have to find a new position or things like that. That's hard for me. But physical challenges, you can give me all day long.
We can see that with you just jumping out there and climbing the mountains and pushing things. So some people are like, that's crazy. But to you, that's not as big of a feat, right? It's just what you do. And that also comes with training. I think one of the biggest things people see is they don't see the time, energy, and effort that is put in behind the scenes. I think you said you trained over 1,000 hours to climb Everest. Is that correct?
It is. And like, it's even funny. I'm thinking today. So today I set my alarm clock for 4:30 in the morning and my alarm clock went off. And when it went off, I'm like, gosh, I wish I remembered why I set my alarm for 4:30 today. I think I can go back to bed. And then like when I was turning to maybe like hit my alarm off, I saw my GORUCK backpack. I'm like, no. I'm not allowed to go back to bed. I woke up this early because I need to go do a GORUCK hike to get a video for them at the top of a mountain at sunrise. So I need to get my buns moving and get out this door so I can make that happen. Otherwise, the sun's gonna rise too fast. So it's that behind the scenes training and commitment and dedication that not everybody sees.
And I think that's a great example right there. I think a lot of people are like, no, I need to take breaks, and more people need to commit themselves to more things. Because if you weren't committed this morning, you would have rolled over and gone back to sleep, right? If you didn't have something, and we see this with lots of people when they're like, oh, I'm going to take some breaks. I need to recharge and do all those things. Sometimes we need to do more, commit ourselves more, or obligate ourselves more, and then we get more stuff done because we actually have an obligation to do that.
Oh, definitely. I didn't have a choice another day this week to make that hike happen. So I had to do it this morning. And when I was about to roll over and caught myself, thank goodness, I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, that would have put me in a really bad spot. But when you have a calendar that's so full, it helps you stay committed to your commitments.
So let's talk about that. You trained 1,000 hours for Everest to be on top, you said for 10 minutes, right? And so many people are not, they're like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to enjoy the future. You put in over 1,000 times the amount of hours to have a 10 minute experience. So
Yeah, like that was such a like eye-opening experience for me, and I still keep it on speed dial in my brain because I don't know what I was thinking when I started climbing Everest, like how long I would hang out at the top or what it would look like or whatever else. But when we got up there and we took photos, and the Sherpa was like, "Okay, it's time to go down," I just remember thinking, "No, I'm not going down. I've only been here for 10 minutes." He's like, no, we have to go down. Your oxygen's going to run out. It's really cold up here. We need to go down. You don't live at the top of the mountain." And I just remember like hiking down that day saying, "Oh my gosh." You know, we always keep our eyes on those like summits and the goals that we're setting, and we want to get there so bad. But then once we're there, you don't get to stay there. You have to come down. And when you come down, you realize our lives are lived in the moments in between the summits. And if you can't figure out how to make those moments exciting, entertaining, inspiring, you're gonna miss the point of life.
I think that's a great point right there.
Yeah.
Say that again for everybody, because for everybody
Yeah,
listening.
just Like, I'm letting you guys all know today, our lives are lived in the in-between moments. We set goals, we have summits that we have our eyes on, but we never get to live at those locations. We get to touch them, we get to experience them, but then we need to come home and we need to start over and chase something new. So just remember those mundane moments in the in-between, that's where your life is lived and created. So making sure that those are fun and inspiring to you are super important.
And you do a great job of that. I know I've flown into like, or I first met you at the Final Percent Network with Greg, and you were there sharing your story and your book to everybody. And make sure you guys hop on Amazon and grab Jen's book. We'll have a link down below in the podcast and everything like that for everybody. But from right there, you had that energy. You were always excited, enjoying the moments, and you were busy, you were running about, and there were other speakers there and other people there as well, and they weren't having as much fun. And so I know you and I connected over that. Some of them were like upset they were there. They're like, I don't get this. And you were just like, let's just enjoy the moment. And then I flew into Utah and it was like, hey, Jen, what are you doing? And you were like, oh, I'll drive down for a minute. Like, if we had like a 10-minute, and that's how we planned today, was just that reconnection and sponsored you for one of your mountain climbs through the Final Percent Network, right? So just having that, I don't know, joy for life or enjoying the moments and seeing how you do that is a great inspiration for people. How do you keep that going with such a busy calendar? You're flying around, you've got your kids, you got all these different things. How do you keep that joy in the front of your mind?
Yeah, I think I just go back to the accident, and everybody needs to make their own line in the sand. You don't need to have a physical accident to have that be your truth. But for me, these moments almost never existed. I look back and think, okay, the last, 7 years of my life are all bonus years. If I would have died in that car crash, none of these moments would have happened. And I kept thinking, when I crashed that day, I had met with a couple people in town that morning before I got in the car crash. And I still keep in touch with those people because I just remember, like, looking back thinking that would have been my last conversation, or that would have been my last human interaction. And those people were so kind and so loving and so awesome that I really did have great connections right before my crash happened. And now I think, if somebody else was in my shoes, was their interaction with me one of those moments where, like, man, at least Jen believed in me or got me lit up or like had this energy that was contagious? Because that's what I want to leave people feeling about me. And so then it just like makes me check in with myself, and am I being energetic? Am I being the person that I want to be remembered as in this moment right now?
Well, you are today, for sure.
There
So
we go.
everybody's going to
Perfect.
remember this podcast and this episode. So with that, and being such an inspiration, especially for women entrepreneurs as they're pushing through things, what's your message for women that are like, do I got to choose career or family? Because you have both, right? And you've
I
been
have
able to
both.
do that and been able to build that as a single mom and be able to do those things. So what's your inspiration for our women listeners out there?
It's hard, right? So I'm not going to discount the level of difficulty it is to balance it all. And it doesn't look like balance in the moment. You have to zoom out a little bit to see the balance. For me, for example, when I know I'm going to be gone on a climb for 10 days, the time before I leave for that climb is very ha heavily into my family. Because when I'm gone on the mountain, I don't get any family time. And then when I come back, I'm very heavily invested into my family. So if you looked at that calendar for the month, it would look really healthy. But if you took that calendar by each week might not look healthy based on what that schedule was. So I am very intentional about my calendar. When I started doing calendar audits, and knew that I was going to be doing a calendar audit, that held me accountable and kept me honest on making sure that I'm doing stuff with my kids. And it doesn't have to be always activities that they want to do, to be honest. A lot of it is driving them to soccer practice, or I'm going to do homework with somebody, or I'm going to take somebody out to breakfast before school. And sometimes it is, hey, I haven't got to spend time with you. I need to go do this hike. We're going to do it together. And so then I'll just put weights in my backpack to make the hike harder for me, but still productive for us to spend time together.
And being out in nature, it's a great way for you guys to connect as well, right? Just being out there and enjoying
Definitely.
the time. We had that with our Wyoming retreat, just getting out there and being able to do that. So tell us, you were like, hey, you want to do this climb, you went for sponsors. So the Final Percent and Greg and our team stepped up. And then you were on the climb and had to make a tough decision. And this is one of the things we talk about in life, in business, in family. And you even said it, like those hard conversations are one of the hard things for you to do. There you are on the mountain. You're so close to reaching the peak, and yet then you have to make a tough call. So tell us a little bit about how that went down.
Yeah. Okay. So I had sponsors for this climb. Thank you, the Final Percent community, because you guys are a part of this in a big way. And I just remember thinking, oh my gosh, my guide got sick from altitude sickness, has to be helicoptered off, and my expedition is done. And before it was just me that I had to report to. Now I need to report to all these people. They're like, she's gonna take our flag to the top and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I can't follow through on that because like the guides won't let you. You're not allowed to go without your lead guide. They have rangers up there and they kick you off the mountain. And I wasn't allowed to fly off the mountain. I had to hike off the mountain. And so at that point, it's in my power to make the most of the circumstances I have here, right? And so the circumstances I had at that time were I had a junior guide that didn't quite have the experience that I had in the mountains. And so I kept thinking to myself, how do I use my power and make this the best experience based on the current circumstances? And how do I represent these brands that were with me from start to finish on this product? And so, for example, the final percent, right? Like it's that last percent. How do we show up? What do we do? What does that look like? And so, for me, it wasn't summiting this time, but for me, it was making sure that all the other people on the mountain were supported, right? So, I needed to go down, but I had band-aids and somebody else had blisters. So I left the band-aids with that person. I needed to go down, but I had a lot of extra fuel and snacks. I gave those to everybody on the mountain still and said, here's the teams that are sponsoring me. We want you to go to the final percent. This is what it's going to look like for you. And then I realized since I had more experience than the junior guide, the best thing I could do is prepare her so in the future, she would be able to be a lead guide. And so I could give her tips and stand in my power and say, here's what you could do in the future. Here's what this looks like, or here's what a person would typically need in this spot. And so while I didn't get the summit that I thought I was going to get, I still had success. And I think that's a big part of when we're taking on these pursuits. If we don't get the ending we want, that doesn't mean we don't get the ending we need, and it doesn't mean we don't get to have impact.
And you learned a ton from that, right? You learned a
I
ton from
did.
that, and you were able to help people. And so take it from a negative to a positive. I think oftentimes people just see the negative of not reaching the goal versus all the things they learned on the journey or what they created along that. And like you said, in between the peaks, because you didn't get to the peak, but in between the summits, there was all those opportunities for growth. And that's just a great way of turning it around. And I'm sure that junior guide is going to be thanking you for many years.
Right? I mean, like, here's an opportunity. How do we make this the best memory for them? Because maybe it's not the best memory for me, but that doesn't mean I don't get to play a role in somebody else's experience and help them through that piece. And the funny thing is when you do climb mountains, you take photos with the flags that you climb with before the summit, because more often than not, the summit is this brutal windstorm of gray. You don't even get these beautiful images that you think you're gonna see. So I did make it to the edge of the world. I did get some great photos. So really celebrating those pieces.
Well, and that's a great analogy for people, right? You get to the top, you think it's going to be this amazing thing, and maybe you get, like you said, 5, 10 minutes, or it's a windstorm, or it's a snowstorm. I know with like Denali, there's only people climbing all the time, but only 10 days is it clear, so you can see it, right? There's all this craziness that goes with it, yet we picture so much more in our mind than is actually there.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have that in business. They view it as such a smooth, right, climb to the top, where it's really that entrepreneur roller coaster, up and down peaks, up and down valleys, wanting to quit, just like a climb where you're going through that emotional roller coaster. So how do you handle that emotional roller coaster throughout the climb? Because there's now altitude sickness, for those of people that don't know, can happen at any point to anyone. You're talking about the lead guy that's probably climbed that mountain thousands of times, and yet this one time just hits him. A friend of ours, Carly and Chris, also do mountaineering, and it happened to Carly on her way up to a mountain here in the US, and like just out of the blue comes on, and nobody really knows why. So, how do you, besides just on the mountains, how do you do that in business? How do you keep that?
No, it's such a thing, right? And it's crazy because you constantly have new information and you're making new decisions. So I think like mountaineering and in business, you need to let go of the sunk cost. So like every day you just have to be like those costs happen. I can't do anything about that. That's behind me. My job right now is to make the best decision right now with the information that I have with where we are to carry this company forward. And sometimes that's abandoning a summit. Sometimes that's pivoting on a product launch. Sometimes that's postponing a podcast interview or things like that. Like you have to understand that with the information you have at this moment, you have to make the best decision. The history really needs to be left in the past because otherwise, if you carry it forward, you can make decisions that don't allow you to come home alive. And in business, that means you don't have enough runway to keep the lights on.
Right. And more importantly, on the mountain, especially, you don't come home alive, right? That's a
Don't come
reality.
home alive.
So we appreciate you turning down, not hitting the summit on that one, so we could be here today and have, you know, or in our world and in our orbit for lots of things that we're doing in the future with that. So for the listeners out there, is there any message you have for them about just getting started? So we talked about the launch button where a lot of people are launching out of their careers, launching out of their businesses, not necessarily launching through car windows like you did, but 9/11 like I did, but like launching out there, finding their passions and things like that. Because so many people are stuck at their jobs, they're stuck thinking about what they want to do, and they're not willing to take that first step. What would you say to people thinking about getting started?
Yeah, you know, I think this is the funniest realization I had in all these pursuits was being kind to myself makes me stronger, right? When we're trying new things and we're really good at something, but then we're trying this new business adventure, we're like, we're beginners again. We have a tendency to be really hard on ourselves, and being hard on ourselves doesn't help. I wish it did, but it really doesn't. And you have to realize, like, you can't be hard on yourself and have it hard out there. Right? That's just too much hard. You're going to blow up and explode. So, if it's hard out there, you need to be kind to yourself to have the bandwidth to absorb the hard out there and be able to keep climbing the mountain no matter what comes your way. So, I think the biggest thing I take away personally for myself, and I carry it into every day, I'll start talking negatively about myself. I'm like, that doesn't help. What can I say that's kind to myself? That gives me that strength to continue to climb this mountain. And what does that look like or sound or feel like? And then I start leaning into that. And so, if you're a new person that's launching something new or trying something different or like taking that leap of faith, you have to be your biggest cheerleader and you're on duty 24/7 because the world's hard without you adding to it.
Yeah, these 6 inches know how to like get you down real fast, right? They know all the weak spots.
Yes.
So, yeah, being kind to yourself is a huge tip for people out there because everybody expects to be great at whatever they try new as adults for whatever reason. We never think we got to like learn how to walk again, but we really do. And so that's a great message for everybody out there. So, in a couple minutes, we're going to hop on to the Inside Podcast. And in there, we're going to talk about Jen has a special, ritual that she does when she brushes her teeth along the same lines of being kind to yourself. So everybody's gonna get a chance to hear that in there. And Jen, I know you're traveling the country, you're doing different events, you're speaking, you're training people, you've got programs coming out, different things like that. What's your favorite part of the new world that you've created? What's your favorite thing to do? What do you enjoy doing?
You know, I love when I'm not inspiration, I'm transformation, right? I love it when people get excited about what I say and rah, but even more so when I get the message that they did something with it and their life changed, right? Maybe they lost that weight or they had a great speech or they applied for the promotion that they didn't think they were ready for. Just like when they actually act on the things that we talk about, there is no greater thank you.
That's awesome. So right along, we talked about CDAs, consistent daily actions lead to the success. Them taking the steps and then achieving the goal is what really gets you motivated. Because I consider you an athlete. Like you may not have grown up as an athlete, but you totally got that athlete mentality like we all do in sports. It's like, okay, it's cool. You keep practicing, but you got to hit that goal. You got to take that action to win. And I totally see that in your eyes like light up on that part of it. You get really excited about those things, seeing people actually win. And Jen's a great coach from the sidelines, or pushing you off the mountain, so to speak, to get you to where it needs to be, because she can be tough when she needs to be, just like she does with her kids, to get you to reach that summit. What's your, now that you've climbed all these mountains and you've had all these experiences, what's been your favorite mountain to climb?
Ooh, that's like asking your favorite child. Because each mountain has such a unique, special memory to it that it's hard to pick one. But I really liked Mount Tyree. Mount Tyree is located in Antarctica. It's one of those mountains that less than 15 people had climbed before we did. So it's very pristine. It's in this gorgeous part of the world. I'll never go back there, right? I'll never see it again. And I just remember thinking, how cool is it that I was able to climb a mountain in Antarctica, right? And I have the most amazing people that I was with. It was just, the whole experience was awesome.
That's awesome. So for everybody out there, go out there, set your path. Now, Jen loves to blaze a path that may not have been walked before. Just like only 15 people get into the top of that mountain. Some of her steps were the very first steps on the mountain to reach the peak, or for you to reach your goal in life. So definitely reach out to Jen. We'll put her social media. She's got her own podcast that you guys can hop onto and take a listen to that, because she's just pushing people forward and to the top of the mountain every step of the way. So we appreciate your time here today. Those of you guys, hit the likes, hit the follows. We'll see everybody on the next episode of The Launch Button. For those of you guys on the Inside Podcast, we'll hop over there and we'll talk about Jen's ritual of inspiring herself, being kind to herself, and brushing her teeth at the same time. It's a two for one. So we'll see you over there. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.